This program is available on this quality radio services: Replay Radio, Breeze Radio, Talk Radio X, Audioboo, Spreaker, Absence Radio, Nonstop Radio, plus the leading tablets, phones and PCs.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I.
Welcome, dear listener, to Postcard from Bob Brad, with no teeth again. And I, in the background, which you can't hear yet, I can hear Gordy playing with his toy. I'll explain that in a minute. This is Eric Wiltshire, the base of the glorious Statue Mountains, with your alternative sideways look at the news from the heart. Absolutely from the heart. We'll explain that in a minute. And over there in that place where they've all got flu, and are sick, and are not well...
Oh.
It's Lee Banks. Oh, flipping heck.
Oh,
flipping heck. You sound like one of those old Western movies where the guy's just been shot by John Wayne. He's going, I'm going to die.
I know. In my head. Knocking on Heaven's Doors playing in the background.
Yeah, but they
and
all.
I'm looking up.
But like you, they all overact.
You can't overact when you... Yeah, they do, actually, even when they play...
Yeah, they really... Yeah. It takes 20 minutes for them to die.
So he's come back from Spain with absolutely no problems whatsoever. And now he's back in Blighty. He's got a virus. Marvellous.
Oh, it's terrible, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and everybody else. It is the most disgusting, debilitating thing you can have, apart from death.
Is it?
Yeah, I feel terrible, isn't it?
Well, look, why don't you put yourself out of your misery and die?
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say, isn't it?
And down there in the freezing cold, light-changing, hours moving around, middle of the night in Melbourne, it's Rachel!
Yeah!
It's really past my bedtime now. It's 11 o'clock at night. And do you know what? I'm feeling a bit under the weather myself because there's an airborne Miley virus in Melbourne. No, there's an airborne Miley virus in Melbourne. That horrible girl landed in Melbourne last night and she's doing a concert here tonight, which I haven't gone to, I must say.
So basically what we're saying is I've got no teeth.
Yeah.
Lee's sick and Rachel's got a virus. This is going to be an amazing radio program.
It'll be brilliant, because all we've got to do is leave you to say things. It'll come out like this.
Stop it!
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
So, boys and girls, if you hear one of these...
RTI.
It's because I'm playing with my new toy. And I've got my new toy on the screen in front of me. And I can even throw in one of these.
Have mercy, Mr. Attitude. Eric Wiltshire.
Yeah, I can see. I can throw in an Emperor Roscoe jingle because I've got a new posh jingle machine. Who's just fallen over?
It was me. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Could you not?
No.
I give up. I really do. I worry.
Don't give up, Eric, because I'm ill.
Yep.
Think he's got a what's it.
Yep.
You are the orifice to the rest of the world for this programme.
Right.
The open orifice with no impediments like teeth.
Thank you. So basically what we're saying is, Rachel's still getting all the boys of Melbourne to do everything for her.
Yeah.
That's no news.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What? Where are you getting this information?
I didn't understand that either, Rachel.
My spies.
I don't know what you're talking about because I haven't had anybody help me since Rob was here, which was 2 weeks ago.
My spies tell me that there's friends in Melbourne who are looking out for you.
Yeah.
Well, they might be looking out for me. They're doing it from a distance, like guardian angels, because I'm unaware of their existence.
You sound very sexy today, Rachel.
It's because I've got late night voice on.
I like late night voice.
Let's just add to each other. Anyway, and for goodness sake...
What?
Will everybody send Lee an email? A get well email, because he has got man flu.
I have, and it is the real McCoy thing. It's not like just pretending. It really is. I am heroic I am heroic to be here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Unlike a very good friend of ours who had the same thing and went to bed.
Goodness sake.
That's soft.
Yeah.
Softy.
I know people with Ebola who haven't gone to bed.
Right.
Ebola, I know, I thought I'd got that, you know.
That's a car, isn't it?
Yeah, there's the Ebola bar down the road here as well.
Right. And then the bad news of the week is someone's trying to force me into cultural things.
I know. We don't understand any of this, do we, Rachel?
Somebody sent me a ticket.
Somebody's trying to make you a lovey.
They are. Someone sent me a ticket to go to a classical music event.
What's
on the score?
It's something by Mozart, and it's being done by the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, you have to go.
I know, that's what everybody else is telling me.
Are you going to Prague?
No. I'm going to Lovoča.
Lovoča. I know Lovoča.
You've been there, haven't you?
I have.
My word.
That's nice. So are you going?
Yes, probably.
That's nice. Who are you taking with you?
Nobody wants to go.
So you're going by yourself like a lonely boy?
Well, no, that's all right, because, you see, if Martina's not there, she won't realise that I'm going to eat some grub, which is not from the diet list.
Oh, you're such a naughty boy.
I'm just told her.
Hang on a minute.
What?
How are you going to chew it?
Yeah, no, how do you chew it? You get the dog to chew it, then you just have it afterwards.
No, I've got...
Like a mother bird.
I've got little teeth. They're just not all in the right places.
What, someone on top of your head?
Yeah,
you must have lost a ton of weight by now, because you haven't had teeth for like a month.
His teeth were every age.
I surrender. I've got people taking the mickey out of me for riding an extra. I got told off by a gentleman who works in human resources the other day when I said, I can absolutely guarantee you this is the way to lose weight. He said, what's that? I said, watch television on your bike.
Yeah.
And he said, you can't do that. He said, there's so many health and safety reasons why. He said, it's static.
Yeah, it's not an actual bike.
Well, it's got pedals on it.
It's got no wheels on it.
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't got wheels on it. No.
Leave it easy. Do what me and Andrea, the former beautiful Andrea, who's now even more beautiful because she's been doing this diet that's made us both lose weight. And it involves eating. You can actually eat as much as you want. Do you want me to tell you what the diet's called?
Seafood.
Yes.
I can't remember. I've no idea. But it's like a Weight Watchers diet, but it's another one. Slimming World diet. Slimming World. You will lose weight. I have lost nearly 3 stone since I've been on this.
What? They fell out your ring?
Fell out my ring?
That's a euphemism for something.
No, it's not. He's got diamonds in his ring and he's lost 3 stones.
Diamonds.
Oh, but I'm chish.
Yeah, yes. See, I knew it, but mine was funnier.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Anyway, we move along, boys and girls, because we've been here for ages and haven't even started. Oh, we should say hello to a gentleman from Brooker in Florida. Brooker in Florida, who says, yes. I like your show because it comes from the heart. Oh,
that's very nice.
Isn't that sweet?
It is a cardiovascular type show.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I suppose it is really, yeah.
Can I just make an announcement here? Because I think I have to warn people about this.
Uh-oh.
Because of my predicament, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, for our friends in Florida, translated into English from Mancunian, that's predicament.
Did I say predicament?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Saw that linked us.
Yeah.
Anyway, so from my predicament, I have to say that Eric has very kindly supplied me with a cough button. So whenever I cough, I have to, like, press this cough button. You can't hear it, and nobody knows the mill, which is, I think, what the real mill is. Anyway, the problem is, every time I press my cough button, it switches me off.
Well, cough a lot, then.
You're not pressing the cough button.
Oh, I'll turn the fader down. That's better.
Oh, dear.
Have you finished?
Yeah, thank you.
Speaking of dead people.
Yes. Rachel.
Good link.
Yeah.
Insensitive, like.
Yeah. Rachel, I think you'll have to lead on this one because I've got no idea.
Well, I don't either, so I think Lee should.
Marius. Hang on. Who is it? Marius Seldes. What do you mean nobody knows who Marion Seldes is? She was a US stage actress.
She?
And she's died in New York at the age of 86. But she'd been ill for a long time, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
She was a Broadway legend who was best known for appearing in every performance of Death Trap during its four-year run. And she actually set a Guinness World Book of Records record thing. She made her debut in 1947 when she was only 17, which
is
means
going
she
on
born in 1930. You asked me to tell you the story, I'm telling you the story. In a production of Medea.
Can we have a pricey?
A Tony Award in 1967 for a performance in A Delicate Balance. Finished
now.
It's
terrible that she starred.
I don't think the obituary was very nicely done, though. But anyway, there you go. And Jeffrey Holder. A Bond villain.
He was a Bond villain with, yeah.
Was he?
He had his old teeth, though.
No, not the silver teeth.
No.
He was a choreographer.
I'm not even going to rise to the bait anymore, boys and girls. If he wants to be stupid, he can be stupid.
Why am I being stupid? I'm telling you what, about Jeffrey Holder dying. He was a Tony when he... Who's Tony?
I have no idea.
He was a dancer and choreographer known to millions as Baron Samedi in the Bond movie Live and Let Die. And he's died. He's died. Live and Let
Die. And he was Punjab in a horrible, horrible film adaptation of Annie.
Was he?
Yep.
That's another one I've not missed then, is it?
He was also...
It was atrocious. Do you know what? I'll tell you a story. I played Annie in 1985.
I know you did.
Yeah, I didn't.
And I didn't climb a crane like she did in the movie.
Did you wimp out?
No, it's the original script doesn't call for a crane or an Indian man called Punjab.
Oh. Were you on stage or in the film?
I was on stage.
Yes.
Where was it? In Australia?
Yes.
She was doing proper thespian stuff.
That's an arty, that's wonderful. I think that's nice. I like to hear about it. So, in your thespian days, which theatre were you at? What?
This was at the Monash here in Melbourne. And
that's posh. That's posh for you.
It is posh. I also did, I was Anne Frank.
Were you?
That was nice, yes.
At least you wouldn't forget your name, would you?
No. And quite frankly. But Annie, the original Annie script does not call for a little girl climbing up a crane.
Does it not?
Oh.
No. Well, over New York City. It doesn't.
I didn't know Annie climbed up a flame. What did she climb?
A crane. And it was in the movie version, which was a horrific version.
I'm crying here. Anyway, we move on. Is this a new era of politics for the UK? Or just as some kind of protest vote? The general, I suppose we better call him by his real name now, Nigel Farage, hails the vote. The best night in UKIP's history. As he warns Tories and Labour, you've underestimated us.
Seat. Yeah, he won one seat in one of the poorest turnouts ever in an election in the whole of the world. 36%. And he took one seat. But it is frightening, isn't it? It is scary.
If the vote was like last night, next general election, you'll have a UKIP parliament, controlled parliament.
Well, if it went that way, we would. And actually, what we have to say is, to be fair to the man I usually refer to as not wearing any pants, Nicholas Farage, who is actually called... I'm going to cough now.
You are, aren't you? And, of course, I mean, Australians must love Nigel Farage. Where did he celebrate? In the pub.
He did. He's a good egg.
He went down the pub and had a pint.
And stood on a tank.
Yep.
Oh, I know why he's only got one seat.
Why?
He's only got one bottom.
Hey? Oh, a seat! Seat, I thought you said feet.
Oh, no, it's going to be one of those programmes, isn't it?
Is it? No, but I'll tell you, now I've stopped coughing.
Right.
Did you fade me out, by the way?
No.
Oh, so you just let the world hear me.
Yeah. I'm trying to incite more emails of sympathy for you, see.
Yeah, thank you. I really deserve them. I really, really deserve them.
Right.
Anyway, but Nigel Farage, the man who killed me Nicholas joke, because I coughed at the end of it,
yeah.
Right, is actually cleaning up his act so phenomenally that if it is really smoke screens and a false presentation, then he is starting to fool the British public into thinking that UKIP actually have some power and something to offer this country. And that really is so frightening. What's more frightening is that the English public seem to be going along with him.
Mm. There's a lot of that at the moment, Lee.
Is there?
Yeah.
Why? What way?
There's a lot of things happening and people falling for them.
Yeah, well, if you look at what David Cameron's doing,
right,
and then you look at what that other bloke did, and then you look at what Ed Balls does. Ed Balls, he should be headed in them, and the all the politics that are available to Britain today are things which are negative and failing, and the only thing that's on the up, unfortunately, is Nigel Farage.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, somebody else that's fallen for it all. Rachel is going to throw a Queenie strop, our boys and girls. She is going to be very upset, and she will probably rant a little bit.
She can have a rant about this, because I'll tell you what, I have a thing to say about this. I think this is very interesting.
Really? Well, the press have fallen for it again.
They haven't!
My award for this week's PR genius goes to Top Gear's PR team, because this story has run and run and run.
And made the front pages.
And made the front pages of every newspaper in the UK.
Not quite everyone.
Well, but anyone that anybody bothers to read, I suppose. anyway, it's because young Jeremy, was driving around near Argentina and in Argentina with a Porsche with a license plate H982FLK.
FKL.
Which some people said referred to 1982 Falklands. No. Have a life. Anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway, the Argentinians got all upset and there was a mob chased them out of the country. And now it's allegedly found in the back of the car another number plate, which is B-E-1-1-E-N-D. Spelling Bellend.
That's Jeremy Clarkson's middle name.
Anyway, I have to say congratulations. Everybody's fallen for it. The PR team have probably got millions of pounds worth of free advertising.
Yeah.
For a programme that's coming up in Christmas, and they haven't had to spend a penny. How wonderful are they?
It's really clever. Really clever. Go on, have a rant then, Rachel.
I don't. This business with the number plate referring to the invasion of the Falklands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think these Top Gear people are smart enough to pull that off.
Oh, cheap jibe, yeah. Cheap jibe.
Yeah, I think it was. I think so. I think it's definitely.
I don't know. I'm counting on my money over here, and it's pretty good.
But they like Top Gear in Australia.
They do.
They like it so much that our local version of it was axed.
Well, yeah, because it's rubbish, wasn't it?
No, that's not fair.
A load of bogans playing around in 4x4s.
No. And I wish I could remember his name, Rachel, and I can't. The first series from Australia, I have to say, was very, very good. It was good. And then
my very good friend was hosting that show.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Shane Jacobson.
Shane Jacobson?
He were good.
Mm-hmm.
He was wonderful. Who's Shane Jacobson?
Oh, he's a very good friend of mine. He used to, back in the day, when we were all knocking around here in Melbourne together, he was actually running a lighting company, and then he and his brother wrote this brilliant film called Kenny.
All right.
And then he went all famous, and he won an Australian... Oh, that's Gordy. Trash in the joint.
Yes.
He won an AFI award, which is our version of an Oscar,
and
for Best Actor in Kenny. And then he got really famous. And then I turned on the television one day, and there he is doing Top Gear, and I jumped out the window.
Well, anyway, the first series of Top Gear was brilliant. Then whichever one it was, went from Top Gear to be the... Thanks, Gordy.
Gordy, stop it.
It's not... walking your dog around the room, you get arrested.
Yeah, if you didn't realise, he's trying to use the
remote.
Girls.
He's trying to use the remote, but he's got no opposable thumbs, so it's all ending very badly.
There was this guy. He went to work, well, it still does do the commentary on BBC One for the motorbike GPs when Susie Perry left to go to Formula One. And the minute he leaves, thanks, Gordy.
Thanks, Gordy.
The minute he left, the show just died. It just died. It was atrocious. But anyway, I just don't understand. This MP has told the Daily Mirror it would be unforgivable if the BBC covered up the background to the incident to protect scandal hit Clarkson. That's a Member of Parliament speaking.
Well, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. I agree with you that this is actually a PR... just a moment of genius in the murky working world of PR. But first of all, if that number plate, H982FKL, does refer to the Falklands, what's offensive about it? Why would anybody in the Falklands be remotely upset at... a number plate that says FKL.
It's not the Falklands, it's the Argentinians that are upset.
I'm not talking now.
I just
why the Argentinians
so
upset?
Because the last premier of the Falklands went to the United Nations saying, give us our Falklands back.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, so really, actually, you're having to dig so deep to find some reason for them to be upset about this number plate, that it's a load of absolute tosh.
Yeah.
They made it up. It's a PR, and one of the things, again, where I'm not sure whether I should be ashamed of the journalist who did this, or applaud the PR people who did it, or indeed sack the sub-editor who subbed it. For writing this story about, it also emerged this morning that that Top Gear had told a car dealer who sold the crew the Porsche to pass on any inquiries about the sale to them.
Yeah, well,
what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
That's exactly what anybody does who's in the entertainment world. Don't go and talk to them because they'll only show you. Pass them on to us, mate. We've just bought your Porsche and here's a few quid to do it. I don't know, but there is no story in this.
No. I know, it's genius. It's absolute genius.
It is, absolutely.
Which begs the question, why are we talking about it?
Well, because there's some silly journalists that don't know what they're talking about.
I agree for once that the journalists have fallen into the trap.
Rachel, it's your favourite phrase.
What?
Off with their heads!
Off with their heads!
That's the one. Anyway, has Kimmy been nicked, by the way? Has he been done for walking too fast down the road?
No, he's been bobbed.
He's been.
You know what? I know about this. I know exactly what happened because I've got an insider in North Korea, and he's actually got gout from gorging himself on Swiss cheese.
Right.
Well, he has.
Just for a moment, I thought we were going to have some real journalism. I did.
Right.
I did for a minute.
I think she's serious.
I am. I am very serious. He went to school in Switzerland, and he became very fond of this particular brand of cheese.
The one with the blue veins.
No, just a regular Swiss cheese. But he became very fond of this Swiss cheese, and he couldn't get it readily in North Korea because you can't get food there apparently. So
if you got your hair bobbed.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's been getting this cheese imported, and he just gorges on it, eats handfuls of it at a time, and apparently he's now got gout as a result.
Oh, poor old Dim Sung or Kimmy, what's it? Oh, poor old Kim.
Yeah.
With his
sad state of affairs.
Yeah, has he got gout in his feet or in his hands?
Well, that's what I was just thinking. Did he stub his toe and that hurt?
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, probably on some servant or other. But it's terrible. It's terrible that he's got gout and he's got to lay off the cheese.
And the port and the brandy and all that sort of stuff. Mm. Yes, talking of having tiffin, as we do as we get to the end of part one, as we get to tiffin time, we can't have it anymore because finally, after hundreds of years, India is going to dump 300 laws dating back to the British Raj.
That's right.
How very upwardly mobile of them.
Well, how awfully terrible of them. Because apparently, it means from now on, the geezer that's giving you a ticket doesn't have to have clean teeth anymore.
And you can fly your kite or your balloon wherever you want, whenever you want.
Yeah, and it's not illegal anymore. Because they're not...
That'll be mayhem.
Oh, there's going to be a disaster.
No fly zone.
Can you imagine a traffic warden coming up to you with not clean teeth and giving you a ticket?
Well, it makes it nice when you knock them out.
When
you get a punch in the teeth.
It's for me. But the thing is, all these laws, when we were in India, all you saw all night was things floating off in the air with like carbon burners underneath.
Yeah.
I think there was no law. People weren't being arrested left, right, and centre and being shot for flying balloons. It's a one. I love India. I miss India. I never had any colds over there. You know?
What?
This is terrible. This business about people who are going to be allowed to drive are people who are pigeon-chested, knock-kneed, flat-footed, hammer-toed, and with fractured limbs. They're now allowed to drive vehicles.
You couldn't drive because you got them all, haven't you, Eric?
Yeah. Thank you.
My pigeon chest is going down, and I'm no longer knock-kneed, you know. And I'm definitely not flat-footed because of my training as a proper ballroom dancer.
Ladies and gentlemen, people think he's got a pigeon chest because somebody once said to him, you've got a chest like a bird.
Ha. I have no moobs anymore. There is one problem, though.
Boobs.
Fractured limbs.
Oh, you got a few of them, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a lot of them.
Since you've been with Martina, isn't it?
No. It's when I was a silly girl falling off motorbikes.
That is silly.
Because, you know, when I fell off, I didn't win the race, so therefore it was silly. Forget about the fractures. It was just me being silly, not winning the race.
I know, that's terrible, isn't it? Yeah.
And as I said to one nurse at a circuit one day, can't you just put a plaster on it so I can ride the next bit?
Oh, no.
He didn't say anything like that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He's just showing off.
That was a pricey. And she was very, very upset with me.
I bet she was.
I can't understand why. I only got a broken wrist.
Yeah, that's not good.
What?
It can be awkward if you, yeah.
Stop it.
I never said anything.
Well, no, because she said, it's raining as well and the plaster will get wet and it'll be no good. I said, I'll put a plastic bag over my end. And she was even more upset then.
Over your what?
I know, that sounds even worse, doesn't it? Like, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are going to end part one right there. We'll be back fast when you drink that milkshake, have a cup of tea, or if you really must, have one of those, burgery things that are not good for you that I'm dying to eat and I'd love one. And oh, it's so bad and I want it to, but it's not fair.
If your dream holiday is 2 hours from the UK, perfect for children and teenagers, young couples and the older visitor, ideal for the physically active and for those who just want to unwind, Aqua City is the destination for you. Described by the Travel Channel as the place that will soon be on everybody's lips, be ahead of the crowd and the envy of your friends, but still enjoy a home from home. Come to Aqua City Poprad, the world's leading green resort.
Hi, I'm Lewis.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, I'm you.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Together, we are all Train to Game winners.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame
and take your first step in a career into the gaming industry,
please go to www.traintogame.com.
That's www.traintogame.com.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame,
that address again,
www.traintogame.com.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.